The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Mesharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bava Metzia Samach Zayin. Many stores today have return policies. You buy the item, you use it, you wear it, whatever it may be, and if within a week, 2 weeks, 30 days, you decide you're not happy with the item, many stores will allow you to return it. These return policies have very significant ribbis shailas. And the makar of this shaila is surprisingly our Gemara. Gemara discusses what happens if a person bought something, and the Gemara has a whole case, he bought it through a shliach, and at the time of the sale, he said, "Ihavali zuzi mahadrasli nihali," that the seller really didn't want to sell the field, she was desperate for money. And they made up at the time of the sale that if the seller gets the money, is able to afford it, he has the right to buy back the item, if you will. In a sense, this was a return policy. The seller has the right at any time in the future to give back the money and to undo the deal. And it's clear from the Gemara that this is considered ribbis. Although there doesn't seem to be a loan, it's a sale, a person is simply selling the field. Because this sale is reversible, because the seller has the right to call it at every time that he wants, we look at this sale as a loan. And essentially we say that the seller received the purchase price, the money that he received was really a loan. In exchange for the loan, he allowed the buyer or the lender to use the field to be oichel peiros, to live in the house, whatever it would be. And at some future point, whenever the seller can afford to, when he gets the money, he will pay it back. That is the equivalent of repaying the loan, because he's repaying all the principal, and the lender and the buyer had the use of the property, they're able to be oichel peiros. That hishtamshus, that use, is considered ribbis. Every time you buy an item and return it 2 weeks later, we're faced with a similar issue. You've paid the money immediately. The store held on to that money. In exchange for that money that they held on to, you had 2 weeks use of this item. You were able to be oichel peiros, you were able to use it rent-free. And therefore, according to halacha, this arrangement is problematic. Now, there are a few interesting nekudos that we have to take into account. The first is that a typical return policy is the exact opposite of the Gemara's case. The Gemara's case, the seller wanted the escape. The seller who was desperate for the money really didn't want to sell the property. So therefore, he wanted to make a deal that as he got the money, he would be able to force the buyer to return the property. And there the Gemara says, we look at this arrangement as a loan, and we look at any benefit that the buyer or the lender had as ribbis. A return policy is the opposite. The seller doesn't want you to return the item. The seller's point is to make the sale and to earn a profit. It's the buyer, or the equivalent of a lender, that wants this return policy, that has the option. So although the Gemara doesn't discuss this case, Shulchan Aruch HaRav extends the Gemara's Isser to our case as well. And Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that even though only the buyer has the right to return it, the seller does not have the right to call it, still the Gemara's Isser would apply. Now another factor, and this is certainly not the sheet of the Rav Paiskim, but it is at least a sniff, a tziruf. The Ritva writes that this whole halacha applies only to karka, applies only to real estate. A sale of real estate with the right to call, that is looked at as a harama, it's looked at as a loan, and it would be asur midin ribis. However, by metathelin, when you're dealing with walking into a department store and buying electronics or clothing, there, this halacha would not apply, and according to the Ritva, it would be mutter. Again, Rav Paiskim disagree with this, but at least there is another shita. Another factor to consider is that when you're buying an item from the store, so the buyer, the purchaser, is the lender. The store that's receiving the money and allowing you to use the item is the borrower. There's a famous kula from the Igros Moshe that when a corporation borrows money, when the borrower has no personal liability, Rav Moshe held that the Issur Ribis will not apply. Now again, this heter is somewhat controversial. Not all poskim agree with it. However, in this case, it's certainly another sniff. When you're buying an item from the store, if the store goes bankrupt, you're not going to be able to go to the owner, return the item, and get a refund. Clearly, there's no shibud haguf. There's no personal liability on behalf of the store owner or who is, in this case, the borrower. And therefore, the people who are Simcha Rav Moshe would not have an issue whatsoever in these circumstances. Now, lastly, there's an Eitzah from the Chavos Das. Chavos Das says that there are two very similar cases. One of them is going to be a problem, and one of them is going to be mutter. He explains the reason why, in the Gemara's case, there's an Issur Ribis, is the seller sold the piece of property, and the deal was, whenever the seller returns the money, he takes back the property. The Chavos Das explains what's happening is that this mechira, this sale, is really mitlatoli. It depends on whether the seller will ever return the money. If he does return the money, the moment he gives the refunds the buyer his purchase price, the field is immediately his. He doesn't have to take possession of it. He doesn't have to make another kinyan. The original kinyan is igloi milsa, is meaningless. In such a case, this entire transaction is looked at as a loan, as a harama, and there'll be an Issur Ribis. However, Zakhni Nesivus, if the person sells the field, and they make a tenai, the mechira is a mechira, and as long as the buyer doesn't receive the money back, doesn't receive the item, or doesn't pay back the money, the mekach is a good sale, it's completely his. But there's a tenai, there's an almanas, that in the future, if the seller refunds the money, or in our case, if the buyer returns the item, at that point the parties agree they're going to make a new kinyan. The seller is going to buy the item back. In that case, where it's a buyback in the future, then this Chavos Das explains, the original sale was a good sale, the buyer has the right to use the item. At a future date, when they reverse the deal, that's a second sale. But it doesn't, l'mafreya, it doesn't retroactively void the original sale. And in those situations, there will not be an Issur Ribis. And therefore, according to the Chavos Das, it'll depend on the language that that you have in the return policy. If the return policy is just a right that whenever, that if the buyer brings back the item, then the whole sale is voided, then the Chavos Das says the Issur Ribis will apply. Any hishtamshus, any use that the buyer had, is going to be asur. However, if you use a language that the sale is conditional, that the buyer can force the seller to repurchase the item at the same price, then that language makes it clear that we're not retroactively voiding the sale. It is a new mechira. It is a new kinyan that takes place later, and that will be mutter. Now another heter, and you should really try to use both, try to incorporate this into the return policy as well, is that according to some shitas, if there's a time period where neither party can reverse the sale, then this Issur will not apply. In other words, in the Gemara's example, as soon as the sale was done, as soon as the buyer paid for the item, if a second later the seller won the lottery, or he just changed his mind, he'd be able to hand the money back to the buyer and reverse the deal. Because there was never, the entire deal was always dependent on what would happen, the parties always had the right to undo it, that sale is not recognized in halacha, and it's ribis. However, if the parties agree that for a week, the deal is solid, neither party has the right to reverse it. after a week, after that week, after that time period, then there's a, you have the right, the, either party has the right to undo the deal. Then, according to most poskim, that would be mutter. And the reason is, again, similar to the Chavos Das, because once there's at least some time period where the sale is it's a bona fide sale, and it can't be reversed, it can't be undone, again, we look at this transaction as a real mekachum nemkar, as a real sale. If the parties later on choose to undo it, then again, that's their decision. It doesn't change or it doesn't undermine the validity of the different purchase. Now, as a matter of practical halacha, it seems that Baruch Hashem, many Jewish-owned stores are apparently concerned with this issur, and many stores will not give a refund once you use the item. They'll insist on, at most, they'll give you, they'll allow you the opportunity to exchange it. In those situations, it's not never a problem with ribbis, and it will be mutter l'kulei am.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.